It's your Rise FM Weekend Breakfast. You with myself, Princess M. And like we always do in the last hour of the show, we uncover the hustle, of which we absolutely love, shining the spotlight on those that are doing tremendous things, great things. And tell you what, bring back the confidence of women, making sure that they feel sexy, they feel so feminine in their own skin, but also with a good or undergarment. And yes, in studio I do have Saskia Kutsia. Good morning.
Good morning, Princess. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on the show.
Absolutely love it. When I came across you on social media on Instagram, I was like, oh my goodness, absolutely love the initiative. And for the fact that it's right here in Nelspruit, it is everything for me.
I know, right? It's like that real small town but big city dreams moment, you know?
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the Bra Studio. You know, it's all about giving a different experience, a personalized experience.
Of course, yes. Yeah. It's more of giving you a personalized experience other than going to your department stores, getting measured, and they just send you out to that entire section and you don't even know where to start. Where for me, it's more about the experience. You come in, I chat to you. I can pick up from the moment you walk in, I can start picking up what your problems are, what you don't like of your bra, and where we're going. We have a chat. I measure you then. I ask you questions like your colors that you prefer. Is there your type of work that you do? That's also quite important. Then I ask you, what bothers you? And I can see your breast shape and the way that you stand. And then I go and I take out all of the bras in your size and we fit that. And it's a bra is like a pair of pants, you know. Sometimes this style, you'll have a smaller back and you'll need a bigger cup. And in this style, you'll need a bigger cup but a smaller back, you know. So that's what the whole experience is about, is really customizing it to your body and the way that it fits you. It's not just a one-stop shop where I walk in, I measure, and I tell you, 36G, there you go, out the door, and that's it. No.
It's quite far deeper than that. And I love that, you know, personal experience that people get to have together with you at the Bra Studio. And one thing for sure is that undergarments are deeply overlooked. And
yes.
I think that's where the conversation is, to say it's very essential that we are mindful of how we feel about ourselves when when we're out there with people. But it all starts with us being comfortable in our undergarments. How do you think your work is reshaping how women view and prioritize, you know, lingerie or undergarments?
So I think that undergarments are very easily overlooked and come second in someone's mind to their outfit. However, it is actually the first thing you think of. If you go and stand in front of your cupboard, you're like, okay, it's the second thing you think of, because you're going to be like, I'm wearing a white top today. What bra am I wearing? It's the second thing you think of. What color are you wearing under your clothes today?
Clothes, yeah.
So I think that confidence, a lot of people say confidence is a feeling and it comes from within. But I mean, within is your feeling. It's how you feel about yourself. So if you can put on an undergarment, a bra and a panty that makes you feel great, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and you feel great about yourself, doesn't matter what you're going to be putting on. You can be putting on a black bag and you'll feel good. The confidence will be there. And that is what I kind of want to put out there for every woman, is that don't overlook the importance of a good bra for your confidence and the way that you present yourself to the world and the way that you look at yourself and feel about yourself. You can feel good in a dress, but if you start nagging and pulling and constantly tugging at your straps, it's going to be pulling from your great personality at the end of the day.
And that will take a knock at your confidence.
Take a knock at your confidence. I mean, you are going to start feeling like your clothes are wearing you and you aren't wearing your clothes.
Yeah.
And that is what a good bra does. It makes you wear the clothes and you feel comfortable and you putting out that confidence in the world. Going on a date, that guy doesn't know what you're wearing under, but you are feeling awesome and you can put that confidence. There's nothing more beautiful for me in a woman than confidence.
It is definitely everything. Let's speak about the moment that would that we would call defining for you and the inception of the Bra Studio. When you had that experience yourself, what were you struggling with at first? And then when you had your consultation and you figured, oh, there's also a gap in the market that I can tap into.
Definitely. I picked up quite a lot of weight. So I was abroad for a few years. I came back and I was very skinny. And I picked up weight and I didn't know where to start. I went to Woolworths. I went bigger in bands. I went bigger in cups. And nothing was comfortable. It was digging. And I thought to myself, it's impossible. It is impossible that I am supposed to feel like this in something that I wear at least for 12 hours in a day. And I Googled and I found a lady in Joburg. Her name is Selena and she's absolutely lovely. And I went to her and she took me through that entire experience of asking me the questions. And I was sitting there and I remember I was pulling up my straps because that was the thing that bothered me the most, was my straps were constantly falling off. Doesn't matter how tight I made them. And she stood there and she looked at me and she went to the back. She got me the size and I put that bra on and life changed. I immediately felt okay in the body I was in at that season in my life. I was okay with picking up all of that weight because I had a bra that made me feel so good. I put on my shirt and I felt twice as skinny as I originally walked into her shop with. The biggest thing was when she gave me a strapless bra and I was like, I'm not wearing
that. That definitely would
I do not believe
it.
You. I'm not putting on this strapless bra. I put it on and she told me to jump up and down. I jumped up and down and it didn't move. It just sat there. And I fell in love with that feeling. I fell in love with how I felt. And I thought to myself, that is how I want the community to feel where I grew up in.
Wow.
I love the women in Nelspruit. I love this community. And I want every single woman to feel exactly like that. No matter your size or your breast shape or anything like that.
It has to be that feeling. Share that same feeling. I love that you had, you know, the women out here in Nelspruit in mind when the inception of that idea came through. But let's speak about what things look like for the Bra Studio in a couple of, you know, couple of months. We still got a year to finish. But also, what do you aspire for the Bra Studio?
I definitely aspire. Look, it's Panache is an imported brand that I stock at the moment, and it comes at a premium. And I really am aspiring to offer it to a bigger market, to reach more people, to touch your lower and your mid-income bracket. And that is what I'm really working at. It's my, I want to say, 5-year plan, and I'm hoping that it will be quite a pinnacle point for the fashion industry in Nelspruit, I'm hoping so. And above that, I'm really looking at doing a bra drive. So you could come and drop off your bras that you've worn or that don't fit anymore. And I really want to go out to the schools, the less fortunate pieces of Nelspruit, or actually our entire community, not Nelspruit, and offer that service to your girls in school. Because that's where your confidence starts or your confidence breaks, is when you're in school and people tease you. So if I can give back to a girl that's in high school, feeling unconfident, and I can give her that boost to go out in the world after she's finished with school because she's wearing a nice bra, she's feeling covered up and confident to go into any interview, I would love to do that.
Oh, beautiful things away to the Bra Studio. And you can simply be a part of it. But Saskia, thank you so much for joining us in conversation this morning as we uncover your hustle. And I know for sure that it's been a journey for you. But what awaits even is a whole lot more.
Definitely, Princess. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's such a humbling experience to be here.
Oh, man. Catch them out on the socials. They are at the Bra Studio Instagram, also on Facebook. But also check out their website. It's all about women have been confident in what they wear, not for anybody else, but for themselves. Feel sexy. So make sure that you give them a shout, yeah?